If you like, we're just having a little bit of a different look. We're not looking at Elisha this afternoon. But if you'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 15 for us, Matthew chapter 15, and in verses 21 to 28, I think we'll read those together. So when you all get there, I hear the pages stop rustling. We'll start reading. Matthew 15, starting in verse 21. Okay, thus saith the Lord. Then Jesus went thence and departed unto the coasts of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil. But he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, Send her away, for she crieth after us. But he answered and said, I am not sent but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Then came she and worshipped him, saying, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, It is not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. And she said, Truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from their master's table. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. May the Lord bless the reading of his word. We're looking at this afternoon, is faith tested and faith rewarded? Faith tested and faith rewarded. Notice in verse 21 there, Jesus went thence and departed into the coast of Tyre and Sidon. The Lord had been for a while teaching in Galilee for quite a time. And you know, at the start, it's interesting to read in the scriptures, at the start of the Lord's ministry, he had been very popular. You know, his many deeds of love and mercy, his healings, the very character of the Lord made him a popular man. His power, it drew multitudes after him. The problem that arose was the Pharisees could not prevail against him, and they didn't like it. In John 12:19, we read, The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, Perceive ye how ye prevail nothing? Behold, the world is gone after him. See, he's very popular, then there's a change. The Lord's popularity promoted an intense hostility from the Pharisees. It had threatened their authority, threatened their influence, and their very popularity they thought they had amongst the people. And their opposition started to grow in strength, but it also grew at the same time in bitterness. You know, when people get popular sometimes, everyone's on the same bandwagon, they're singing their praises. It doesn't take much for people to go off that popularity and then they start complaining about the person. And we see that all the time. And in verse 12 of Matthew 5, his disciples said unto him, Knowest thou that the Pharisees were offended after they heard this saying? So they'd become very offended with the Lord. And those who do follow the Lord must never look to be popular. And if it comes, they shouldn't allow it to blind them, and they mustn't rely on that popularity to continue. It comes and it goes. And the multitudes are always changing their minds. And they soon grow tired of those they once used to like. And the Lord was at times admired and loved. Then he was despised and he was rejected of men. And those who follow him, his servants, the believer, we must be content to share the same life the Lord lived. We need to share in his lot. Life is full of changes. There must be disappointments and there must be discouragements, especially when you're serving the Lord in the ministry and pastoral work especially. The life is full of changes. And the Christian, we shouldn't be going around trying to seek man's praise or any worldly success. We need to be seeking the righteousness and the praise that comes from God to those who serve him and love him with a singleness of heart. In verse 22, we read, "Behold, a woman of Canaan came out of the same coast and cried unto him, saying, Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with a devil." So this woman is a Canaanite. She's a Gentile woman. She's a descendant of those idolaters who, because of their sins, were driven out of the land of Canaan. And she has a great need. And it was that need that brought her to the Saviour. Now, we read of many in the Bible who came to Christ because of their need. You know, one of them we know, Jairus, his need brought him to Christ, and his need was also a daughter. Now, this mother, she could do nothing of herself for her child, and she knew of no one else who could. Whether she went to her own gods that she believed in and healers or whatever, I don't know, but she comes to Christ with her need. And you will find when people have a need, they very often want to call out to God or they want to come to the Lord. And now this need caused this woman to pray earnestly. She calls out, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, thou son of David. My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." Now in the same story in Mark chapter 7, we're told this woman came and fell at his feet. Now, this woman, her call upon the Lord, her prayer, you could say, was reverent. She said, "O Lord, thou son of David." So she knew that the Lord was who he claimed to be. She's called him the son of David. And her call was brief, but it was direct. She says, "Have mercy on me." The call was also to the point. She said, "My daughter is grievously vexed with the devil." You see, this mother's heart was filled with sorrow for her child. She didn't have a clue what she was to do. But she'd heard of Jesus. She'd heard of his fame. That's what she called him, the son of David. It had all gone all the way throughout Syria, Matthew 4:24. This great healer has now come into her land. And she leaves her daughter at home and she comes to Jesus. She sought the Lord out. You know, what a great lesson for us all, that when trouble strikes, we need to get up and seek the Lord. The power of Christ that was at work in those days is just the same power that's at work in believers' lives today. She sought out the Lord, and because she sought the Lord wholeheartedly, what happened? She found him. And she calls upon his mercy. Again, she owns him as the Messiah, the son of David. And the Lord says nothing. Not a word. Not one word. The one who's known all over the land has now come into Syria, her hometown. He's a healer of divorce diseases. He's one we've heard who casts out devils. She calls on him for mercy, but he answered her not a word. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." You see, her faith was tested. Her faith was tested. Now, Mark's account tells us that Jesus had entered into a house and would have no man know it. So he just wanted to get away and be on his own. The woman followed him there. And he says nothing. Nothing at all. And she's thinking, "Man, this is, you know, I've heard so much about this person. The testimony that's all through the land who this man is. And nothing. What's going on?" You know, for us, the Lord can often seem silent for the moment when we really are pouring our heart out to him, when we're in earnest prayer before him. But we've got to pray on. to pray on because he's listening. There are reasons we know not for his silence, reasons of holy wisdom and thoughtful love. He knows exactly what we need when we need it, and he'll answer in his time. And the disciples here seem confused and puzzled. As I said, they came and besought him. And that word besought means to interrogate or beseech. So they're going, they're really at him. And the Lord's answer was, he answered and said, I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now his personal mission was to the Jewish people. Romans 15:8 says, now I say that Jesus Christ was a minister of the circumcision for the truth of God to confirm the promises made unto the fathers. Jesus came to the Jew first. He lived as a Jew. He preached to the Jews. But he himself had prophesied that many would come from the east and the west and sit down with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob in the kingdom of God. See, the Lord had other sheep that were not of the fold, and this is what we see here, that this woman was one of them. One that was lost, now coming to the Good Shepherd, while sad to say, many who were in the special fold would wander and wander and wander further off into the wilderness. And notice in verse 24, Jesus said, I'm not sent, but unto the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And now that he's in Gentile country, he had to avoid entering into a general ministry to the Gentiles, because his time for that had not yet come. It had not come for the time for him to turn from the chosen nation to the strangers. And though this woman was a Canaanite, her faith brought her into the family of the Father of the faithful. Galatians 3:19 tell us, so then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. You know, when we're troubled, we need to not so much despair about it. We need to thank God for it, because trouble is a very blessed thing if it brings us to the throne of God. If trouble brings us to the feet of Jesus, we need to thank him for it and then ask him for his help to deal with it. And she came and worshipped him in verse 25 and says, Lord, help me. But he answered and said, it's not meet to take the children's bread and to cast it to dogs. Now, dogs here is referring to a small household pet. That's the meaning here. And this woman knew that meaning. And the answer Jesus gave is not directly given to this woman, but to the disciples who were there also. The Father sent Jesus, he commissioned him to go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel first. Now the Lord's words here may seem a bit harsh for some people, but we have to remember the Lord knew this woman's heart. He knows the hearts of us all. He knew exactly what to say to humble her and develop her faith to claim what she desired with all her heart. And she said in verse 27, truth, Lord, yet the dogs eat of the crumbs which fall from the master's table. Now, the reply given by this woman not only shows a high degree of faith and humility, but it also does credit to this woman's ability and her intelligence. Instead of becoming offended and walking away in disgust and being upset with what was said, she took the right step, the next step, that caused the Lord to grant the desire of her heart. You know, when many get a reply they don't like to hear about, they go off offended, upset, carrying on like a two-bob watch half the time. Never know what they're going to do and what they're going to say. And they become offended and walk away, but not this woman. Intelligent people don't do that. And you can be sure that this woman wasn't being sarcastic either, because she was broken in spirit, broken in heart. She desired the Lord work for her daughter. And she was willing to take that small dog's place under a table and receive whatever crumbs came her way. See, she accepted the Lord's estimate of her. She acknowledged her condition before him. She did not plead her own righteousness because she had none. That's a good lesson for us. All our righteousness is as but a filthy rag. But in her great need, she did what we all should do. She cast herself upon the Lord's mercy. And we need to be praying with the same humility. We need to be feeling our own and utter unworthiness before the Lord. With the same continual urging of our request in supplication, even though it seems like the Lord's silent and not listening to what we're saying. We've got to keep on keeping on. Sooner or later, the Lord will answer the prayer. He always does. The prayer of faith. May not be what we want to hear, but he will answer it. And now Jesus answers her in verse 28. Then Jesus answered and said unto her, O woman, great is thy faith, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. Her faith has been tested severely, and now her faith has been rewarded. And her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You know, the Lord admired this woman's faith. Look what he says, O woman, great is thy faith. You know, sometimes those with the fewest privileges, those with the fewest opportunities, those with little knowledge are the richest in faith, richest in trust, the richest in hope. They know where they stand. They know what's wrong with them. They know their unworthiness before the Lord. And they're the ones who live near to the Lord. And it's these sort who receive the blessing this woman received. Well, the Lord says, be it unto thee even as thou wilt. Now the Christian's prayer is, thy will be done. The Christian man and woman yields up the will to the Lord. They do not desire things to be done their way in their time. They do not desire to tell the Lord how to do something. I'm sure if we could rewind some of our prayers, we'll find there's many times I've told the Lord what to do and how to do it. They don't tell the Lord how to answer prayer. They yield up their will to God's holy will. And in so doing, they will be prepared and willing to accept whatever God wills for them. And because that Christian obtains his or her request. In Matthew 21:22 we read, and all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. And I just wonder how many Christians say, oh, don't even worry about that verse. I think, those days are over. No, they're not. This is the same God, the same Saviour, as there always has been. And we need to believe that he is the God who can take care of us and loves us and has a desire for us to just surrender ourselves completely to him like a little child, helpless, hopeless, without him intervening and taking care of us. And now the mother's heart's glad her daughter was made whole from that very hour. You know, all who come as this woman did taken the low place, acknowledging their sin and exercising faith by believing in the Lord Jesus Christ and his power to save, will be delivered from Satan's power. Hey, the Lord wasn't at the daughter's side. He was distant in body, but his saving power was present, just as it's present right now whenever men and women call upon him in faithful prayer. In Matthew 5:3, we know that one. It reminds us all, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. No pride, no thinking we're better than anyone else, just poor in spirit. And Jesus answers, O woman, great is thy faith. What a blessing to have one's faith commended. Commended in the scriptures for all eternity. Her faith was great in spite of the great trial in her home. You know, the conditions in our home may be such that Satan's opposing us everywhere we turn. Yet God can make us people of faith because our great need drives us to him. Now, only twice does Jesus use those words. It was here and in the healing of the centurion's servant. And both times it was the Gentiles. Now, it has been said, I don't know who said it, I just read it. It says, in the spiritual things, the best plants grow most often in the barren soil. Think about that. Scripture tells us to make our prayers and supplications. In 1 Timothy 2:1, I exhort therefore that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. You know, we have a duty we need to try and fulfill, and that's the duty of intercessory prayer. You know, pastors should be praying for their people. That's what they should do. I stand on that and I'll preach that to the day I die, regardless of what other people have said about me for doing that. Parents need to be in prayer for their children. I'm talking real prayer, people, not just a few words. If a parent cannot give 20 minutes a day or 15 minutes a day to prayer for their family, they're missing out. Husbands for their wives. Wives, you really need to be on your knees for us. And I don't mean that in a funny way. We need all the help we can get to run a family the way God commands the husband to do so. Christians need to be praying for one another. There's 63 people in this church, roughly. Give each one a minute and you've got over an hour of prayer. Simple as that, isn't it? And parents, I encourage you, you pray perseveringly for children who have gone astray. Luke 18:1, we read, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and to faint not. Be humble, because God giveth more grace. And this little daughter who was in Satan's power, and we read of many children in the Gospels who needed Christ. And I tell you, some children need him today. They need him. She had a praying parent. A praying parent. A mother who took her in prayer and fell at the feet of Christ. You need to be encouraging your mothers and your homes to do that, man. You know, there are many today who have great cause to thank Christ for a godly praying mother, and you young children should do that. a praying mother whose prayers brought the greatest miracle of all to you children's lives, and that is to bring them to Christ for salvation. Colossians 1:27 tells us, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the young girl was immediately and completely healed. Her daughter was made whole from that very hour. What a wonderful picture we see of Christ's love and grace to us, a picture of real salvation. Do you know, the moment that we accepted Christ as our Saviour, we are made whole. We receive new life. We are born again through the shed blood and the finished work of Christ on the cross. And when I say finished work, that's not what I say. Jesus said, it is finished. Amen. It is finished. And great faith, even though tested, brings great blessings from Almighty God. And that's what happened in this woman's life. And it affected not just her, but her family as well. Faith tested, brothers and sisters, is faith rewarded. Amen? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, once again, we come before you and thanking you for your blessings upon our life. And Lord, may we look beyond the surface of our Christian walk. May we recognize from your word and scriptures the wonderful blessing to live a life dedicated to you. And Lord, we know we can't be perfect, and we're not asking to be perfect, but we can be obedient, Lord. And we pray that earnestly from our hearts, that we would learn to follow and trust you in everything, Lord, and to allow you to have your way in our lives, because it is the only way. And we thank you for that. We ask these things in the precious name of our Saviour, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.